Hi, I'm Emma Grace, and I'm here with Marjane, Alexia, and Carlos.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about the Romeo and Juliet play. What did you guys think about the play?
I think it was pretty interesting, honestly. It was like related to the jungle version, like they back in like in the ancient time, like the 1700s, and it just seems like Shakespeare. I don't know how to say it. I don't know.
Alrighty then, Alexia.
I think it was okay. I mean, they could have done better with like better props instead of using, you know, a table for the bed.
Yeah, that was really the only prop they had was only a table.
That was their only prop.
Except for the swords.
The swords, well, yeah, that was kind of the costume.
I liked the whole thing, but like Alexia said, I think they could have did better with the props. And, you know, like with the sword fighting, you know, it wasn't extreme, like, had it like.
Yeah, but it made people laugh. I think that's what they were going for, though.
Yeah.
They definitely made the dirty jokes.
And I like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was many of those.
They made and it I like they involved the crowd in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They involved
especially running out into the crowd. And
then the one Julia asked me if her hair looked okay.
Yeah, and then there was like. Licking her finger and this dusting is filthy.
Yeah.
I think their acting and participation definitely made up for
and
all
I
the
like
stuff
how,
that they didn't have.
I like how instead of doing like all boys for most of the characters that are supposed to be boys, they allowed girls to do it. So like more modern time almost.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I liked how they involved that in it. And
I liked how they did the question and answer too at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That made a lot of people laugh. I think their like biggest thing that they were trying to do is just try to get like everyone comfortable and
mm-hmm.
like kind of I don't know, not in their feelings but like
yeah.
make them kind of feel what
yeah.
Romeo and Juliet had felt mm-hmm. back then.
They were trying to like be as close related to how Romeo and Juliet felt, like you were saying.
I feel like for that balcony scene, though, instead of, like, just doing the girl standing on stage and, like, him...
They should have had her on
the... Yeah,
they should have had her on the sides and then, like, have maybe, like, a ladder or something and have him climb the ladder to get to her.
Nah, that would have been dangerous, though, because how slippery that...
Yeah, or, like, do something to make it look like him going up to her or something.
Well, he never actually went up on the stage, either. He kind of just sat in the crowd.
Well, then he could have just stood on the stage and looked at her. But I think it would have been more interesting if they had her actually up there and made it look like a balcony.
Yeah.
Than having her just sit and her stand
on
stage.
Because, you know, got that thing there. You know, like, if they had a spotlight on her and he was down there, that would have been better.
That sounds very wrong. That sounds very wrong. Okay, first, I want to pay attention to what you were saying. And then, like, started laughing, like, I was processing what you were saying. Like, wait a minute. That doesn't sound right.
Okay. I'm saying, like, because, like, if they had her up there, then they had, like, the spotlight on her. And then had Romeo at the bottom talking to her at the top instead of him being off the stage and she on the stage. Like,
yeah, but then I agree with that, but I think they put him down by the, like, below the stage because, well, Juliet was talking, he was kind of messing with the crowd and, like, talking to them.
Well, he still couldn't have done that on the stage.
Well, then it would have drawn more attention to him, though. Rather than
true,
Juliet.
But, also, that one scene where Juliet was talking to the nurse and Romeo was talking to one guy. I think they should have, like, done, like, curtain, like you know what I mean? Like, a wall, like, there.
Yeah.
So, show they were in different, like, areas. Because, like, when Romeo and Juliet walked closer to each other, it was confusing because, like...
Yeah, like, they right there. They
yeah, and it's, like... Obviously, you can see them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can see each other. So, like, I feel like it would have been better if they put, like, a little wall there
Yeah, but
as like a prop, and then.
But just then made that it would better. Give them a lot more stuff to like carry around, and.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying, like, because I've seen many plays, and what they could have done was like close curtains and then open them back up right again, because that's what I've done in like many that I've seen in many plays. Like, yeah, it takes longer, but it would have been like better with more props, because I feel like it was a little bit boring with like less props, like, because there wasn't many things there, like, instead of using,
but then, like, again, if you remember when Shakespeare did the play and everything, they didn't have all the stuff to make it. They were just on the stage.
Yeah.
And they had maybe one or two things here and there, but it wasn't anything like.
And then with the one death scene, I feel like.
Which one? There was like seven in the matter of 2 minutes.
Mercutio. Isn't he? He's the one who died, right?
Mm-hmm. He's the first one that died.
I feel like instead of having him run off stage.
He didn't run off stage.
No, like, yeah. No. You know what I mean? Instead of him walking up.
He didn't walk either. He crawled off stage.
Instead of him crawling off stage, I feel like they should have had him die on stage and then have her carry him out like they did with
Tybalt.
Yeah. And then.
Yeah, but then it's basically repeating itself. You're just carrying people off stage.
Or they should have done the curtain close.
Thing that I really, really did like were their costumes.
Mm-hmm.
They did really good on their costumes. The masks, not so much. You could tell those were from, like, Party City.
Yeah. And, like, their voices. Like, they projected their voices.
Yeah, they projected really well.
And then, like, they had, like, accents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a really good job. The nurse. In particular, she did a really, really good
I think
job.
The nurse was my favorite out of all of them.
Yeah, I think she was.
She was kind of the one that was making everyone laugh. And
yeah.
What got on my nerves was how Juliet was taller than both the nurse
and
her
mother.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And then, if you notice, the mother and the nurse both had, like, heeled shoes on, and she had flats on.
Mm-hmm.
So, Juliet, like, she's just
Juliet,
that tall.
I didn't see Juliet with no shoes on.
No, she had shoes on. She had little white flats on.
Yeah. Ballet shoes, pretty much.
Yeah, kind of like slippers.
No, they were ballet shoes.
I said okay, flippers. Well, why the hell?
Flippers?
I said flippers.
She
had penguin,
another
my guys.
Another thing was, I just had it. Oh, they made Paris die in this play, but in none of the plays that we watched or read.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I got confused because
I think that was a good touch to it, though.
I mean, yeah, I liked it, but like it was confusing because like when the prince walked in, and did they have the prince in any of the other plays we read? No, right?
I just have a question. Did Paris die from a wound from his hand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he was pulling away from the sword. Like, his hands only got cut.
Yeah.
Like, no other part of it died. He just lost from blood loss from his hand.
It's pretty pathetic.
That's one sad way.
When Juliet's father came in and he slapped her to the ground.
Oh, he didn't slap her.
He threw her.
That was awesome. It seemed, like, so real. Like, as she landed on the floor.
And yeah. Especially like, because the way that her hands hit it made it like sound
like,
more realistic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I feel like if that push seemed more real than the
it kind of gave people more of like the feeling of it, like
But like, and I feel like if they made that real, then they should have made the sword fighting a little more realistic.
And they were
using like plastics and swords almost. And they could have at least made it look real by hitting each other, actually.
Yeah.
And take the pain. Like, if you're going to make that, like, that one scene look so real.
No, but then again, you got to remember, like, towards the end of it, that's when they were wanting everybody to feel, like, sad and, like.
Yeah, I know that.
All that. And in the beginning, they were still happy-go-lucky. Everybody, like, just kind of messing around, like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for God's sake, the one chick jumped up on the other dude's back.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then they both fell to the ground. That was funny.
And how, when the sheriff or whatever she was, the detective.
The redheaded chick?
Yeah.
The prince.
When she came
in. That's
what
they were calling her.
and she told everybody to bow down, and then that one guy.
Yeah, the one dude. Yeah,
and then she tripped him. Yeah,
that looked awesome.
Yeah, that scene.
They were really good with their stunts and their like.
Yeah.
Choreographing, that was all really good.
Yeah, it was.
Like, it was funny, but it was, like, kind of realistic, too, if you think about it, other than the ones that were just straight up goofing around. Like,
awesome. Well, I think it was good how, you know, some of them, they was being so serious and uptight, and how...
And then the other ones was goofing, like, goofy
around and involving the crowd and being, like, they wasn't as uptight.
All right, well... Thank you for listening.